and welcome to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr. Good to have you with me today as we get ready to soar, looking at some more powerful principles put out there by Dr. Stephen Stosny, psychologist, from his book Soar Above. This man has worked with Oprah Winfrey and some of her clients, other TV shows and their clients, helping them through the soul searching that helped them get the effect that was desired for the program. Dr. Stephen Stosny, awesome psychologist. He was our guest a while back, and we're wrapping up, at least for now, our discussion of some of those awesome principles and how we can use our brains to soar. Lee Ritenour and company are helping us do just that. Soar. Now, I hope you all are ready to grab this information that you can use, because I guarantee you, you can use it. So be ready to grab hold, grasp it, put it into play in your lives. We're talking about using the brain to soar. By Lee Ritenour and Company. So here we go. What can we do when it comes to using our brains to help us soar, to help us live much better lives? Well, one of the things that Dr. Stosny recommends we do is recondition our brains. That has to do with developing new habits. And in order to develop new habits, we've got to be ready to be repetitious, and we've got to be ready to be persistent. It's hard work, sometimes very, very tedious. So don't expect it to be something that's very easy, quick and easy, quick and easy, quick and easy overnight. You have to spend some time and some energy, but it will be well worth it if we're trying to develop some new habits that are good for us. One of the things that the good doctor points out is that when it comes to personal healing and growth, focus on this truism. To get big change, think small. That's right. To get big change, think small. Commit to frequent repetitions of small behaviors in order to build new habits. The process has an equivalent in physical therapy, where repetitive skeletal muscular exercises lead eventually to healing and growth. How many of you can think about that principle as it applies to sports? To get big change, think small. How about NBA players? And they want to become better at foul shots, at hitting their foul shots. So what do? While practicing, they may shoot as many as 100 foul shots. The person who really wants to become a three-point specialist, what does he or she do? They take a whole lot of three-point practice shots each day. Because what's happening? Muscle memory is kicking in. They get to the point where they never even have to look for the three-point line in the game, because they know in their bodies where the three-point line is. Literally, they know in their bodies where that three-point line is. Do not have to look for it. The people trying to improve with those foul shots, they keep shooting foul shots over and over and over. And of course, it's not just a matter of shooting. It is also a matter of discovering what form works for them. In other words, what form, How do they raise up their body, extend the body? How do they extend the arm? At what point do they release the ball? What arch, what angle is their hand at, their dominant hand in particular, as it releases the ball? How does the other hand help support the ball? They keep shooting, shooting, shooting until they figure that out, and then they work to make that movement, that flow of movement that works for them, become second nature, till they don't even have to think so hard about it anymore. It's just part of who they are. They just feel, they get the feeling in the body of hitting the foul shots. Does that mean they're going to hit 100% of those foul shots? Nope. Does it probably mean they'll hit greater than 30% of those foul shots? Yep. They will become good foul shooters. Forming new habits, though, can feel really awkward at first. Think about the first time you started playing basketball, or the first time you played football, or the first time you played soccer, or the first time you went for a swim. I'm thinking particularly about competitors now, people who swim competitively, who play soccer competitively, who play ball, whatever kind it is, competitively. Think about how awkward it felt the first time you started to dribble. Forming new habits can feel just as awkward. Now, try this for those of you who are convinced that, nope, there's nothing awkward about trying new habits. Try this. Spread your hands as widely as you can with your fingers extended. Now bring your hands together with your fingers interlocking. And while your fingers are interlocked, look at your hands and notice which thumb is on top and which pinky is on the bottom. However you did that is probably what feels or what will have felt natural for you. In fact, there have probably been times when you have clasped your hands before and one thumb ended up on top, a pinky ended up on the bottom, and each time you interlocked your hands, that's the way it turned out. So try this. Unclasp your hands, and again, spread your arms as widely as possible. Then bring your arms back together, bringing those hands back together, interlocking your fingers, but this time, put the opposite thumb on top and put the opposite pinky on bottom. Now, no one's saying you won't be able to do it. What we're asking is that you pay attention to see whether or not it feels awkward. That's the whole thing. We're not saying it is impossible to form new habits. We're saying that at first, forming new habits may feel really awkward. Try this one. Tomorrow, take whichever shoe you normally tie first and tie it second. To even have a chance of remembering, you need to put a note on your shoes tonight. So check this out. If changing these trivial habits like these feels weird, you can imagine how changing entrenched toddler brain habits will feel. The toddler brain habits, the adults who think like toddlers. In the way they respond to life, the way they deal with other people, the way they deal with their own shortcomings, toddler brain habits. You're trying to change those to adult brain habits. It's going to be awkward. It's going to be difficult, but not impossible. So don't let the initial awkwardness stop you. It has to feel awkward at first. That's what changing habits is all about. The new behaviors will feel more natural the more you enact them. And they'll eventually become automatic. How many of you, for instance, are basically right-handed people? So when you've played basketball before, you found yourselves just automatically shooting with your right hand. Your right hand is the one that really pushed the ball forward and released it. The other hand was helping to support it, but your right hand was really doing the shooting. And then one day you decided, you know what? I need to up my game. And so rather than being so predictable that people automatically know which hand to go to if they want to block my shot, I'm going to start learning to shoot with my left hand as well. How awkward did that feel when you first started shooting with your left hand? Those of you who haven't tried that before, even if you don't plan to play ball competitively, you just get out there on the court and just shoot a little bit. Shoot with the hand that comes natural for you, and then switch up and shoot with the other hand. So if you're right-handed, start with the right hand, and then switch to the left hand and make your left hand the dominant hand. If you're naturally left-handed, go ahead and start out shooting with your left hand, but then switch up and make your right hand the dominant hand. See how awkward that'll feel. It's not that you will never, ever be able to get to the point where you can shoot with what once may have been considered your quote-unquote weaker hand. It's not that you can't do it. It's just that you've got to get past the awkwardness of it. And that's why you don't want to give up. You don't want to stop just because it feels awkward. Truth be told, first time we started shooting basketball, the very first time, even though we were shooting with the dominant hand, for most people it still felt awkward. And we had to get to a point where we had shot so many times that it no longer felt awkward. We just don't remember that because it was so long ago. You didn't stop just because it felt awkward at first, and eventually it got a whole lot easier. Back in a few with some great tips from Dr. Stosny on soaring, practical, but powerful points.